Welcome to Roll Law America, for the law you can use and the law to amuse. We've got some great information for you today, and it's coming up in much less than a minute, but first a mandatory disclaimer. This podcast is for general information only, and is not specific legal advice for your situation. For that, you need an experienced attorney in your jurisdiction. Your listening to this podcast is your agreement and acknowledgement that no attorney-client relationship is established thereby. For 40 years in New York, I've been representing regular guys, business guys, and top-level wise guys, so this ain't my first rodeo. So saddle up and come along for today's ride. Greetings and welcome to episode 45 of Roll Law, Lock and Load, where we discuss a situation where a commercial landlord seeks to evict a tenant using self-help instead of the normal court summary proceedings. If you are a commercial tenant and like to do boring things, review your lease and see if you can find one of these very common provisions where the landlord may engage in self-help to toss you out when you aren't paying or have otherwise violated your lease agreement. Now, one of the common denominators in these clauses is the requirement that a landlord can engage in self-help when it won't disturb the peace. In other words, the kind of situation where the tenant is carrying a chainsaw, trying to drive him from the premises as the landlord tries to get the tenant to take a hike without having to get permission from some guy in a black robe. Right here is a good spot to give you, a commercial tenant, some useful legal advice. Don't chase your landlord with a chainsaw, especially if you are wearing a leather mask at the time the court frowns upon such behavior. Now, in all my years as a mouthpiece representing landlords and a tenant or two, I have never seen a landlord engage in self-help to toss a tenant. The potential problems, and that means legal problems, are too great. So if you are a commercial landlord thinking of engaging in self-help to ditch your defaulting tenant, I strongly advise against it. But it does happen, and it's still more likely to happen with a small landlord who might not be that sophisticated or may have been born in a country where self-help was the norm. Remember, many immigrants in this country are often attracted to real estate as an investment because, heck, real estate was the original source of wealth. You know the old saying, buy land, they ain't making it anymore. Here's another tip for a tenant. When a landlord starts to engage in self-help, call the cops. They will come and do their usual nothing, saying that it is a civil matter for the courts, but you want to call them anyway, because when you are going after the landlord in court for damages, you want to be able to say on the stand, yes, Mr. Cross-Examining Attorney, I did call the constabulary. The point is, you want to be able to demonstrate that the self-help process was anything but peaceful. Obviously, do not break any criminal laws if a landlord is engaging in self-help. Just call the cops and make it clear to anybody moving stuff from your premises that they are subject to suit, and you will not hesitate to have your lawyer eviscerate them in court. Even if it doesn't stop the process, you can testify that you told the movers they were going to get it from your mouthpiece if they didn't cease and desist. Depending upon the law of your jurisdiction and the language in your lease, you might even have a shot at punitive damages as well as compensatory damages, which ups the ante against the landlord and might make him think twice about engaging in self-help. Talk some legal reality here. First, in most cases, if a landlord has a nanogram of brain located in his skull, he's going to call his attorney for advice prior to engaging in self-help. If his attorney has 2 nanograms of brains in his skull, he would likely advise against it. Now, I've seen articles on this subject where it is said by attorney authors that the very existence of a self-help clause will make it less likely that a tenant will default. And with respect to that, I wish to invoke the legal doctrine of bullshit. There has been a trend among politicos that make our laws to screw landlords, because even though landlords are going to be able to contribute mucho bucos to a campaign, there are a lot more tenants than landlords, which means a lot more votes for the politico at election time. We've seen this nationwide with COVID, and we saw it in New York prior to COVID. Now here's a tip for landlords. If you are thinking of using self-help before you do it, send a certified letter to the tenant or in whatever manner in your lease notice is required, advising him of the default and advising about the fact that according to your lease at paragraph, whatever it is, you have the right to self-help. He signed the lease that contains the clause, so we can't complain about it being a surprise, even though he likely will. Alert the tenant the time of self-help. Give him at least a few days' notice to see what he does. If he doesn't respond where a tenant normally would, it's a stronger case for you. If he sends you back an email saying that he will kill you and your descendants unto seven generations if you so much as try and move a trash can at the premises, you have a good idea that self-help isn't a good idea and it's not going to be very peaceable. Here's another landlord tip. If you do get to move the tenant stuff out, put it in a licensed storage facility in the county where the property is located, if at all possible. Pay for a month's storage in advance and advise the tenant where his stuff is. Yeah, I can hear you smaller landlords out there bitching and moaning about doing that, but it sure can reduce a claim for property loss and or damage against you when the tenant decides to sue you. It is a significant difference. When you get on the stand and say you put the tenant's stuff in a licensed storage facility and paid for a month's storage, as compared to saying I threw a shit out in the street. Now, if a tenant is not at the premises 24/7, it doesn't take a genius to self-help move his stuff when the place is closed. And if that's what you're going to do, consult with your attorney about giving the tenant advance notice. And if you do, don't have to tell him when. Just say his default enables the landlord to engage in self-help, according to paragraph whatever, and such self-help may occur at any time. Hey, landlords, here's another idea. Videotape the removal process. It can serve as evidence. And yet another one, you lucky landlord, you. When your attorney is drafting a self-help clause, put it in bold print and have a margin line on the lease where the tenant puts his initials by the self-help clause. Could help in court. Okay, now if you're a real estate investor or business looking to help yourself to financing, listen to this. Looking for an SBA loan, a real estate loan for construction or investment acquisition, a refinancing, or while eligibility still exists, a PPP loan, then send a blank email to rawlawinfo@gmail.com. That's RAWLAWINFO, rawlawinfo@gmail.com, to get access to an application, low doc, and subprime loans available. That's rawlawinfo@gmail.com. Okay, ciao for now. And don't forget to subscribe to Raw Law. It's free. And the law you can use that you learn here might be priceless. Two new shows every week, Monday and Thursday afternoons, Eastern Standard Time. To catch up on the shows you might have missed, go to rawlawamerica.com. That's rawlawamerica.com. Talk soon.